Chapter 2, 1863, The Continuing Struggle to Establish Church Order. As the organization of churches followed rather quickly the evangelistic efforts of Seventh-day Adventist ministers, church leaders often dealt with men and women who had recently come into the Adventist faith from various religious backgrounds or from no religious background at all. Many had much to learn and experience. What is more, this was the remnant church of the last days, against which Satan had declared war. In the eastern states, the progress was slow but steady. In the western states, organization was undertaken under the leadership of ministers who held variant views and positions. Some were extreme and others were lax. In Michigan, there was steady and gratifying progress, with the Battle Creek Church leading out. But in nearby states, there were trouble spots. In Iowa, at the turn of the year, some members were involved in rebellion. In Ohio, there were opposition and disunion. In Wisconsin, fanaticism had drained. T.M. Stewart and his wife had been involved in spurious visions, and problems still loomed. Announcement was made of the availability of testimony number 9. A communication from B.F. Snook, president of the Iowa Conference. Within a short time, Snook himself led in a rebellion and dropped out of the work of the church, reported in the On the Rebel Conference, made up of those Adventists who oppose organization and Sister White's visions. The item mentioned the resolutions passed by this dissident group on November 27, 1862. This rebellion had been precipitated by the proposal that the Iowa Conference organize as outlined in the review.